Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. Today we're going to talk about my first game system. What was your all-time favorite snack or appetizer? What's your favorite Chinese food? We're going to talk about the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verse 8. Check out Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verse 8. All right, let's jump right into it. What was your first game system? For me, it probably was Oregon Trail. And it wasn't even my game. It was on somebody else's computer. But nah, we talking about like actual game consoles and all that game system. Mine was a hand-me-down from my sister's. It was Atari. I said it in the last episode. But yeah. But we played the mess out that Atari, boy. Basketball, volleyball, tennis. All looked the same. Football even looked the same. Just the dot going across lines. This time though, I loved that Atari. We had some good games, had some good battles on there. Even though you couldn't tell who was winning and who was who, we just had fun competing. That's what it was. You know what I'm saying? Win, lose, or draw. We going at it. Then we started figuring it out. Oh, it was a razor rap. But we had that for a long time, like at Atari, man. And we had so many games. Racing. All that. Love that game. Nobody see me on that basketball, throwing that block with my block head into the block rim. You feel me? You ain't play Atari, you ain't know what you was doing. It was on. Like, some of y'all got it easy. Got the nerve to complain about Tech Mobile. But have you played football on Atari? Somewhat a little bit worse. That one button in that joystick. All I can do is move with the joystick and press a button. That's why basketball was so fire. Boom, boom. Hit you with the in and out. You feel me? Behind the back. Tap the red button. Straight in. You feel me? Come back down. Ooh. Hit you with between the legs. Ooh, ooh. Two times. Cross back over to the right hand. Down the lane, you roll step with the red button, and then hit the red button again, straight in. You feel me? You ain't never seen a euro step on Atari. You ain't never played ping. You ain't never played break the blocks. Boy, you don't know what you're doing. You ain't never played baseball on Atari. One of the most fire games out right now. Ping. Ping was so revolutionary, dog. That was one of the most fire games I ever played in my life. The only thing, it wasn't no button on there. Oh yeah, the button was for when you had to start up. That's it. Yeah, Atari was my first game. That's how old I am. Legendary dust over here, baby. What's your favorite all-time appetizer or snack? See, that's a tough one, man. Where are we going? Look. Does them cheddar biscuits at Red Lobster count? Because if they do, bruh, listen, man, just go to the back, get me a pitcher of strawberry margaritas, and then give me another pitcher of regular strawberry lemonade, and get me 3 baskets of them Red Lobster cheddar biscuits, and come and sit them on my table, bruh. Here, come sit them on my table, bruh. Watch what I do for you, man. Watch what I do for you, cuz. Watch what events happen around that bit right then. You better have four on standby, ready to go. And then put four in the to-go bar, four baskets in the to-go bars. Because I'm finna make it do what it do. You don't need no butter, no nothing. You just keep these fresh coming. I don't know, outside of a restaurant, it's probably gotta be chips. And I eat any kind of chips too, I mean, to a certain extent. Like some chips, y'all need to stop y'all mess. But other than that, it's chips, man. They quick to get to. Ain't they good? But now, I don't know why they started putting 30% chips in these bags and the rest be air. Well, whoever started that, suck your mother, you know, suck. Like, I hope, whoever thought of that, whoever thought of, let's put 25% chips and 75% air in the bag, I hope they put 9% of air in your mama airbag, and she fly off the cliff. Her door fall off as her car going off the cliff. Into a stale bag of chips. Oh, well, was you up? She land first, face first into an empty bag of chips. That consisted of 25% chips and 75% air. Cause I love chips. You gonna tell me all the time. Especially when you get the Ruffles. Don't be no chips in there, man. And them biscuits from Red Lobster. My waitress don't get no tip if I had to ask you to bring me some more of these biscuits. You know how good these biscuits is. You work here. You know that if you want this tip, if I gotta reach in this basket and it ain't no more in there, what you want me to do? I'm gonna look at you like one of them old Italian mob bosses. What do you want me to do? Want me to do? Say go out my mom and everything when I leave her. You want me to tip her? She know how good them biscuits were. The rest of the food, man, you figure, you know. But you can't leave, you know. How I eat. Hey, everybody I wanted to take off my plate with a biscuit. Fire that lady. Don't ever do me like that. But yeah, it's got to be no Red Lobster biscuits or just took any bag of chips. What's your favorite snack appetizer? Your favorite Chinese food? What's your even if you can break it down to your number? I can't remember my number. Like I know it's like D20 something. 15 minutes. You feel me? No disrespect. I wasn't trying to, you know, but 15 minutes. Phone number, 15 minutes. That's it. Like, dang. What if I had a special way I wanted? I don't want no onions. I don't want none of that in there. I want no mushrooms in my. Well, yeah, no onion sprouts or the mushrooms. You know, the onion shoots or whatever it is. I don't want that, and I don't want no mushrooms. But I would like to take the house lo mein, the largest way you can make it, the large. And can you double up on all of it? Shrimp, chicken, if you got lobster. Whatever else you finna put in this house lo mein, because it's different everywhere. Like crab being it, all that. Get it. It'll be fresh. I don't even want to leave out the Chinese restaurant, dog. I just want to get my food and eat it right there, bro. Don't let it come with an egg roll. I gotta eat it right when I touch it. Right when they touch my hand, I got to eat. Because your egg roll get old. That can ruin your whole appetite right there. Got my second favorite. He probably got me that General Tso's chicken, man. Because it got that spice and the sweet. Then, after that, can't never miss with the shrimp fried rice, dog. I could eat a damn cake pan of this. You feel me? Not a cake pan, but one of them cornbread pans or the, like, just that deep, too. You feel me? Eat the whole shrimp right there. I just sit there. Yeah, just sit it right there in my lap. Give me some soy sauce, some duck sauce. Boy, it's over with. I'm talking about that clear, orangish, British duck sauce. No, I really too much ain't on that orange. The orange won't be too sweet, but that red, that reddish one, that real light one, that reddish orange light one, duck sauce. What's over with? That's what I smack with my own egg rolls. You don't put no duck sauce on your egg roll. What is we even talking about? You still living in the third grade. Yeah, definitely. In that order. The house lo mein with all that in there. Chicken, beef, pork, shrimp, crab, calamari. All that's in there. Oysters, all of it's in there. Then it's got to be that General Tso's chicken for that flame. And then just give me all the shrimp fried rice you can give me. And don't play with me on that egg. I ain't playing with you. And you know you gotta thin it out. And it can't be real clumpy egg. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, what's your favorite Chinese food? Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verse 8, and it reads, Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. Amen. Now, I don't know what else, how else clear I can make it, but I feel like they had it right. A man full of God's grace and power performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. I ain't performed these miracles yet, or at least I ain't seen it yet, but you never know what little things you done did that probably can then change the person's life. Or then made them look at you in a total different light, like, man, they did not have to do that for me, but that was a blessing how they did that, how they looked out for me. You know? And I know I got God's grace and power in me just like the rest of y'all. Like, all y'all got God's power and grace in y'all. So that's without being said. But if you read further into it and read more about Stephen, he didn't live to see much longer after that than this. So, I mean, he did live a long life, but it was just like, reading more and more into it, they did him dirt. You know? But that's the one that stood out to me. And if I was to get a tattoo, I'd probably get that on my rib somewhere or something like that. I ain't gonna share all my ideas with y'all because y'all are some stealers, some poachers, some thieves. If thieves, we thief for well. But no. Yeah, when I first seen this verse, I was like, well, Stephen. And it's spelled exactly how my name's spelled. S-T-E-P-H-E-N. A man full of God's grace and power. Performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. Y'all got to pay me. I can't perform these miracles and signs among y'all people if y'all don't pay me. I'm just kidding. No, not really. I need $100,000 to $100 so I can make it to $100 million. But yeah. I'll hit the lotto so much. Just Lord, just bless me with the numbers. I need it. I need it. You know what I'm saying? Needed. But I couldn't believe it. First time seeing this verse, it was my name in the Bible like that. And I was like, I'm sure maybe my mom don't know nothing about this. So I think I did find it when I was younger and said something about it. She was like, boy, you think I didn't know? You know how parents do anything, you tell them, boy, you think I didn't know? Boy, I've been on this earth for 47 years. Like, come on, man. You gotta take me down to history. Now, when you finish building that belly, you gotta pick up this other belly. Come on, man. You gotta lie to me, man. They got machines that pick up this belly. You wasn't picking them up. Gotta lie to me. But anyways, that right there, the Acts of Apostles, chapter 6, verse 8. Go read up on that. Learn about your boy. You know I'm a good man. Thank God thank my listeners. Thanks for the input. Thanks for the feedback. We just talked about, what was your first game system? What's your all-time favorite appetizer or snack? What's your favorite Chinese food? And about the Acts of Apostles, chapter 6, verse 8. Next episode, we're going to talk about coffee or tea. And then we'll talk about silence is a good therapy. We're going to talk about how Eddie Murphy was the GOAT in Nitty Professor, my favorite movie, one of my faves. And we're going to talk about who I would love to be on stage with. All right, thank you guys, and God bless.